Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Spring is all about freshness, and the greens and salad fixings we are now seeing in the market are the epitome of that concept. Salad making is to food what jazz is to music. It's all about inspiration, improvisation, and going with the flow. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, I thought it'd be fun to hear two chefs talking about this theme. And so I've invited Ontario Kirby, the chef at Clementine, to come on. And
you guys got a lot of...
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff to work with this time of year.
Yeah, we do, actually. I mean, everybody has been waiting for ramps for the longest time. So it's like Christmas for us.
It's been a brutal winter, I know. Thank God, spring is here.
So, I mean, we've been working with those. We like to pickle them a lot, obviously, because they go so fast. And we like to have them all year. And we're really into preserving our vegetables. We like baby carrots. We have a lot of the baby lettuces coming in. Arugula is a favorite in our kitchen. So we're really excited to work with all these ingredients.
Yeah, these things stay sweet when it's cool out. So this is the perfect time. As they get in a little warmer weather, they start to lose some of that sweetness and they're just not as exciting.
Well, yeah, I find that it's really easy to highlight the vegetables too because they have such a strong flavor. So,
sure.
You know, we really have fun with taking them apart and doing different things with them so that people can see carrots don't just have to be roasted or sauteed. You know, you can make a nice dressing out of a carrot, you know?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you about some of the things that are inspiring you this week.
Well, this week, I'm all about radishes. I love radishes, and we tend to get really beautiful French breakfast radishes and icicle radishes from Baltimore Organics. It looks like he handpicks these things perfectly. Like, each one is the same size. And they have such diverse flavors that I find that rather interesting.
Yeah.
We use the greens for the mix as like usual instead of using a different lettuce. And we use some of the radishes as pickled radishes. We make dressings with some of the radishes. We make chips from the radishes. And we have like this salad that is celebrating the radish. So
nice.
I love it.
All the textures. It's great.
Yeah. And we, in peas, I mean, we have this one farm where we get bushels and putting bushels of peas. And Winston loves peas. So we end up using them in everything.
There is something almost religious about the first peas of spring.
I mean,
it's just sensational.
Well, we see the pea tendrils first.
Which are great
in salads, right? They're fun.
Yeah, they are. They're really fun in salads. I mean, you can utilize them in a way. I like to sear them really soft first so that you get a little bit of their oils released and you get this flavor that you really wouldn't expect from the raw pea shoot, pea tendril side.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about the other part of a salad. That's the dressing. Now, that should be, in my mind, kind of a supporting role. What's your approach to it?
For me, I like to use it as a supporting role, but I also like to make it a little bit more interesting than people are normally used to. A lot of people assume that you only use vinegar in vinaigrettes or salad dressings or mayonnaise or egg or something. But if I see something really beautiful, like a nice strawberry, I like to highlight that strawberry and pickle the strawberry with the vinegar because we're working on making strawberry vinegars this year. So we'll make a nice pickled strawberry vinaigrette. And we'll put it with like the goat cheese to really highlight the flavor, but it also adds a different touch that people aren't used to. Or we'll take really nice peas and we'll make like a nice pea vinaigrette. We actually made this vinaigrette with peas and the preserved lemons that we did last year.
Nice.
And it was pea, preserved lemon, and mint.
Beautiful.
That sounds beautiful and the colors must be outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh, it was very bright green.
Thank you so much for being with us today. It's
Thank you.
Been fun and we'll have to see you down at Clementine real soon.
Thank you. You should come.
I will. And Jerry, I just want to remind people about the Vineyards and Victories Tour this October. We're going to put information on that on the website. Look at the seller notes page at wypr.org and get all the information about this wonderful tour to Spain and Portugal.
Sounds great.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.